Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into findingyourpurpose.pdf.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, oh, finding my purpose, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But I think this source does a really good job of breaking it down into some actionable steps.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, sometimes when we hear purpose, we think like these big, grand ideas.
Right.
Like, what's my overarching purpose in the universe? But this PDF really brings it down to earth.
Okay. I like it already. So, like, less about the meaning of life and more about, like, figuring out what makes you tick on a daily basis.
Exactly. And using that understanding to create a more fulfilling life. You know, the source talks about how it's not about these fleeting moments of meaning, but, like, a guiding force.
Oh, okay. A guiding force. Right? That sounds kind of intense in a good way.
Right. Like a compass, always pointing towards what matters most to you. And here's the cool part. It also pushes you to make a positive impact on the world.
So it's not just about me, me, me. There's an element of, like, giving back, making a difference.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where your passions and talents intersect with the needs of the world around you.
Okay, that's resonating with me. But let's be real for a sec. Does having a purpose really make a difference in our day-to-day lives?
Sure.
Or is it more of a nice idea?
Oh, it absolutely makes a difference, big time. Mm. There are studies that show a strong sense of purpose is linked to better mental and physical health.
No way, seriously.
Yeah, and even a longer lifespan.
Hold on. Living longer, and feeling better. Okay, now you're speaking my language. But how does that even work? How does having a purpose translate into those tangible benefits?
Well, think of it this way. Purpose gives you this inner strength, like this framework for navigating the inevitable challenges life throws at you. So instead of feeling overwhelmed by obstacles, you're better equipped to overcome them. You have this driving force within you.
Okay, so it's like having that unshakable belief mm-hmm. in yourself and what you're working towards. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's not just resilience. The source also talks about how purpose can actually strengthen your relationships.
Really?
Yeah, because when you're living authentically and pursuing your passions, you naturally attract like-minded people.
Oh, that's so true. You're putting yourself out there, being your genuine self, and that's magnetic.
Exactly. It creates these genuine connections, strengthens existing ones. It's pretty powerful.
It's like you're radiating this positive energy, and that's contagious. People want to be around that. Okay, so we've established that purpose is a good thing, like really good. But how do we uncover our own unique purpose? Where do we even start?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Yeah. Well, the source really emphasizes aligning your actions with your core values.
Okay, values. So, like, what we believe in, what's important to us.
Exactly. Think of them as your guiding principles.
So if we're not living in line with those values, it's going to feel off, like we're not being true to ourselves.
Exactly. And the source gives some good examples of those values. Things like integrity, compassion, creativity.
Right, right. It's not about saying yes to all of them, though, right? It's about figuring out which ones really resonate with you.
100%. It's about asking yourself, which of these do I want to be at the heart of my decisions?
Like for me, when I finally took the leap and started this podcast,
yeah,
it was terrifying stepping outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But my creative side, it was like screaming to be heard. And aligning with that value, it gave me the courage to go for it.
And look at you now, sharing these insights, connecting with amazing people.
Oh, stop you. But you're right. It does feel good to be on a path that feels authentic.
It's powerful. It's like finding your way back to yourself, you know, when you start living in alignment with those values.
Yeah, totally. It's like, oh, there I am. Lost you for a minute. But how do we actually figure out what those values are?
Right. It's not always obvious. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, our source gives us this like toolkit almost for mm-hmm. self-discovery.
Ooh, I love a good toolkit. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Well, knowing your love for learning new things. One that stands out is all about new experiences, but like not just going through the motions.
I've had to be present.
Exactly. The PDF actually says to ask yourself afterwards, what did I learn about myself? You know?
Oh, that's so smart. I tried rock climbing a while back.
No way. Really? How'd that go?
Honestly, terrifying.
Yeah.
But like in a good way, I learned I'm way stronger than I thought, both mentally and physically.
There you go. See, that's what I mean about those aha moments. You wouldn't have gotten that from just like reading about rock climbing.
Totally. Speaking of gaining perspective, the PDF also talks about discussing these big life questions with others, which I know is right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes just saying things out loud can unlock so much.
Right. It's like having a thought partner, helping you connect the dots.
Exactly. And this might sound counterintuitive, but the source also says it's crucial to address those fears holding us back.
Oh, man, the fear factor is real. Any advice for dealing with those pesky things?
Well, the PDF frames it in a really interesting way. It says, instead of asking, what if I fail? Try, what can I learn from this, even if things go wrong?
Oh, I like that. Reframing failure as feedback.
Exactly. Embracing that growth mindset we talked about earlier.
Okay, love it. This cool kit's already pretty amazing. What else we got?
One more I gotta mention, especially for someone passionate about making a difference like yourself, volunteering.
Okay, volunteering. Tell me more.
It ticks so many boxes.
Right.
Exploring your interests, learning, giving back to the community, what's not to love.
Plus, didn't we say earlier that purpose has health benefits?
Mm-hmm.
I bet volunteering boosts that even more.
Right. It's like a win-win-win situation.
I'm all about those. But let's be honest, finding your purpose, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be challenges along the way, right?
Yeah, for sure. It'd be kind of weird if it was, right? Like, oh, I found my purpose. Done. Easy peasy.
Right. Like, congrats on solving life.
Exactly. But yeah, the source actually talks about how it's not always a straight line. There are bumps along the way.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better, knowing it's not just me. So what kind of challenges are we talking about here?
Well, one that I think a lot of us can relate to, especially curious folks like yourself, is feeling overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. It's like the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Right. And then it's like, how am I supposed to choose just one purpose when there's so much out there?
Exactly. Any tips for overcoming that feeling?
The source emphasizes breaking it down into manageable steps. Like, instead of finding your purpose, think, what's one small thing I can do today that feels aligned with my values?
Okay, I can get behind that. Small steps, big impact. It's less intimidating that way too.
Definitely. And another challenge, very sneaky this one, is the comparison trap.
Ugh, the comparison trap. Don't even get me started.
It's so easy to fall into, right? Especially with social media, everyone's always highlighting their best selves.
And then you're like, wait, am I doing this whole life thing wrong?
Right. But the source reminds us that everyone's journey is different. Your timeline, your definition of success, it's all up to you.
I needed to hear that. Comparison really is the thief of joy.
It really is. Okay, one more challenge, and this one's inevitable. Setbacks.
Oh, yeah. Those are never fun.
Nope. But the source encourages us to reframe them. Instead of failure, see them as opportunities to learn and grow.
It's like you're constantly leveling up. Even when things don't go as planned.
That's the growth mindset. Okay, so we've talked about uncovering our values, navigating challenges, all that good stuff. But how do we actually live our purpose? How do we make it real in our everyday lives?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's one thing to, like, have an idea of your purpose, but actually putting it into practice.
Right. It's got to go beyond just thinking about it. And the source actually gives some great tips on how to do that. One that I think you'll appreciate is aligning your career with your purpose.
Ooh, career alignment. I like the sound of that. More, please.
So it doesn't necessarily mean quitting your job and becoming, like, a yoga instructor in Bali.
Although that does sound kind of nice.
Uh-huh. Right. But yeah, it's more about finding ways to infuse your current work with more purpose, maybe taking on projects that light you up, or finding ways to use your skills in a way that feels more aligned.
So it's about finding those purposeful threads within your existing role and amplifying them.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just our careers, too. The source also talks about seeking out purposeful activities outside of work. Hobbies, volunteering, spending time in nature, whatever lights you up.
It's like sprinkling a little bit of purpose magic into all areas of our lives.
I love that. And finally, the source emphasizes the importance of surrounding yourself with supportive people.
Oh, 100%. Having a good support system is crucial for any kind of growth.
It makes all the difference. Find your people, those who lift you up and cheer you on. Remember, you don't have to do this alone.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. So many great insights and actionable takeaways.
Absolutely. If you only remember one thing from today, let it be that your purpose isn't a fixed destination. It's a journey.
It's about embracing the unknown, being open to growth, and trusting that the path will unfold as it should. And on that note, thank you all for joining us on this incredible journey of self-discovery. Until next time, stay curious.